Today's forecast for the Midwest continues to look about the same as yesterday, but there are some minor changes. First of all, the lower parts of the Midwest will see greater amounts of precipitation tonight and tomorrow as a disturbance comes eastward from U.S. hard red winter wheat country during the course of the day today. No heavy amounts of precipitation will occur, but higher coverage of precipitation will likely impact these areas, and we'll continue to monitor the system as it comes eastward, but it's not going to do much more than just disrupt farming activity. And there is a greater amount of cold air that's being suggested for early next week as well. That's the second change that's in the model runs this morning. The colder air will be around during the early part of next week, bringing more significant freezes as far south as parts of northern Missouri and northwestern Illinois. We may even see some light freezes occurring in parts of the lower eastern Midwest during the middle part of next week. Well, let's back up here and walk through this forecast in more detail. Showers will occur across the Midwest as we go forward through the next several days, as two distinct disturbances will pass across the region. Each one of these will not generate a tremendous amount of precipitation, but enough will occur to disrupt farming activity, especially soybean harvesting, because of the sensitivity of the harvesters to any moisture that's on the crop. So we'll continue to see very restricted amounts of farming activity to occur in the soybean country over this next several day period. The first disturbance is passing through the region already today. We have a little bit of drizzle and light showers occurring in the upper parts of the Midwest, and that disturbance coming eastward out of the Central Plains will become a significant feature later today in the sense of at least generating some disruptive activity across the harvest country in the southern parts of the Midwest. We'll look for the moisture totals over the next 2 days to just run a few hundredths of an inch, upwards to a quarter of an inch most often, but there will be a band of maybe 2/10 to maybe 5/10 of an inch of moisture that occurs from parts of Indiana into Ohio on Saturday. And further to the north, we'll see a new disturbance coming into the northwestern portions of the Corn Belt, and this will occur Saturday night into Sunday. Now, this disturbance is the one that has the greater volume of cold air associated with it, and as it swings through the Midwest, cold air will be pulled southward from Canada. We'll likely see our coldest temperatures of the season occurring across portions of the Midwest, and we'll also see a good chance for some snow to accumulate briefly across portions of northern and east-central Minnesota into parts of northern Wisconsin. The storm system will stay mostly on the northern fringes of crop country, so we're not expecting to see snow accumulate in a significant manner in the majority of corn or soybean areas, but there will be a little bit, and it will likely melt fairly quickly after it occurs. Maybe a dusting to 2 or 3 inches may occur in non-agricultural areas in northern portions of Wisconsin and northeastern portions of Minnesota. We'll expect this disturbance to move on eastward across the Great Lakes region, and rain and snow both will fall across that area, but the snowfall is not likely to be very significant. The colder air will seep in behind it. We'll see lows on Tuesday morning in the 20s across parts of Iowa and, of course, areas further to the north. In fact, some teens may occur in parts of North Dakota and northern Minnesota. Low temperatures on Wednesday morning will bring freezes down into areas north of the Ohio River Valley, and we'll look for the extremes in that area, probably dipping into the 30s primarily, and we'll likely see some frost or light freezes possible anywhere from northern Missouri into parts of northern Indiana and into Michigan as we get into midweek next week. Then we'll start a bit of a warming trend thereafter. We'll see temperatures rebound back to a more seasonable range. But until that happens, the afternoon temperatures may be limited to 40s and 50s across a big part of the Midwest, with some 30s in the Northwest. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.